Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey. It's only five more sleeps till Christmas. And this is Shagged Married Annoyed, the Christmas special.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to do that, so I got really excited when I heard
that. Just
them.
Hear those sleigh bells ringing and ding, 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 ding. Well done.
Did you hear me there?
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to stop this in a minute, but okay. this is the Christmas special.
It's the Christmas special. Hey, Merry Christmas to all.
Merry flippin' Christmas, guys.
God bless us, everyone.
God bless us, everyone. Plonkcast, yeah. Cheers.
Plonkcast,
Merry Christmas.
Move over them sleigh bells for wine glasses. I hear those wine glass clinkling, tink, tink, tinkling,
clinking, clinking, clink, clong.
I think I speak for everyone when I say get those bells off.
Oh,
right,
can I not keep them all the way through?
Do you want to keep them on for this bit?
I hope you can hear them.
No, I can hear them in my headphones.
No, there we go.
Oh, well, good. Well, that was Christmas. Hey, I hope you all enjoyed that.
That's all you're getting for Christmas. It's done now. Finished for another year.
Thank you for listening. It's episode 45. It is a wine cast. We are having a little wine. We've had a lovely little day today. Before we continue, we've been doing some really long intros, right? So I think we should crack straight in with the lucrative sponsor and then get the jingle out of the way and then go in for the good stuff, the Christmas good stuff, yeah? Like, we're not messing about here.
What?
This is Christmas dinner. Massive big turkey. We're going to get this intro out of the way, smash it out, and then just dive into the turkey, rip the skin off. And
right,
the skin,
okay.
The
but
inside.
I've got a real sponsor again this week.
No, this week's sponsor is...
Chris.
Christmas. Hey.
I like Christmas.
Hey, is it cold outside?
Baby, eh?
Don't worry, because Christmas.
Got nothing to do with it being cold outside.
No, it has. Unless you live in Australia. Hey, do you want a new toy or electronic device? Don't worry. Christmas. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
great.
You got a chimney? No? Hard lines.
He's not coming.
Not coming for you.
No.
Get a chimney.
He might magic himself through the keyhole like my mum used to say.
Yeah. Think you were funny? Getting that central heating installed and get rid of that chimney? Eh? Who's laughing now?
Yeah.
Idiot.
Gas fires.
Eh?
Pointless.
There you go.
Are you done?
Nope.
Great.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Hey.
Here's the jingle, please.
Schmeez.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Oh,
welcome
sake.
Back to the Christmas special of Shagged Married Annoyed. Ho, ho, ho.
If you're wondering...
What did you get for Christmas, young man?
If you're wondering, people listening, why the sleigh bells got slightly louder there, it's not because we've put them in afterwards with the edit. It's that Rosie's got a laptop on her shoulder, like a fucking violin.
You're ruining the dream. You're ruining the dream of Christmas.
When you heard it get loud,
I don't know why you do it, but you're ruining Christmas for everybody.
She's recording it now.
I'm live Instagramming for Christmas.
Insta storying it, so you can see this when the podcast comes out on Friday. Yes, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Santa. And this is episode 45, and this is the final Shagged Married Annoyed ever. of the year. Oh, you see that? Yeah, little tiddle has nearly fell off, didn't it?
Shit your pants,
all he is. Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, they call us the tension master. They don't. They call him the attention master. Oh, hey.
Thank you.
Genuinely, that was really quick.
Thank you so much.
That's going to be one of the moments where people go, the scripted.
I wish this was scripted.
Oh, God, I don't. I hate scripts. So, yeah.
Just hate scripts.
I just did. Oh, God. I don't like learning stuff. I don't like watching stuff back.
I don't like any of that. You don't.
But Merry Christmas, everyone. All I was going to say was we'll be back in January, but this is the final one. We've been going for the full year, and we just want to say, before we start the podcast, thank you so much for all of your love, all of your support, for listening and for just being bloody lovely Smaz and Daz.
Thank you so much. Big up the Smaz. Cheers, Smaz. But we're going to have a couple of weeks off.
We are. Two weeks off over Christmas.
Yeah, because it's been a very, very intense year.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be back in the new year.
Yes.
All guns blazing.
Yes, indeed.
Still extremely professional, but
yeah,
just
I'll be wearing all my free bathing costumes that I got from Fig Leaves. I'll have all them on. That'll be good.
That'll be nice to see.
I'll be wearing all them, yeah.
Bottles everywhere.
Gathering it all in. So, yeah. So, Merry Christmas. We're going to have some Christmas stories this episode and different things. But first of all, Rosemary, what you been up to this week?
Oh, God, what have I been up to? Mm. Genuinely. Why do you ask me that? And I'm just like, what have I been up to?
I mean, I can tell you, you've been with me.
Oh, yeah, we went to Lapland in the UK.
Lapland, UK.
Bloody fantastic.
Oh, my God, it was so good.
I know, it was very, very good. I mean, it was almost a nightmare because Robin, well, what happens is they send you this letter, don't they? They send a letter to the children and you've got to give it to them and it's from Santa. See, or Father Christmas, sorry.
Yeah,
we were the only ones calling them Santa.
It's very posh. It's in Ascot. It is quite posh. It's lovely, lovely people go there and lovely, genuinely so friggin' well-behaved kid that I nearly had a panic attack thinking Robin was going to have a meltdown, but he was really good. But they do, they send you like a little folded up invitation. It's got a little wax seal on it with FC for Father Christmas.
Yeah.
And I got it, didn't I, Rosie? And we stayed in a lovely posh hotel that our management got us for two nights, which was lovely. Thank you, guys. I know you listen as well. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I said, Robin, what's that? I heard a noise outside the door. Look, and I opened the little door of the little chalet thing we had, and the little letter was on the doorstep and the mat. And I read it out, Rosie, and I said, Robin, you're going to go to Lapland. You're going to see Santa. You're going to build toys. You're going to make gingerbread men. Eh? And what did Robin say, Rosie?
He said, I don't want to go.
He said, he didn't want to go.
He said, no.
Absolute tosser.
I think I do genuinely remember him saying, why does he want me to build toys?
Yeah, he was freaky. He goes to the far end of a fart. Kids are crazy. He was just like, I don't know how to build toys. I don't want to build toys. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know whether he has seen something somewhere and he thought he had to build like 6 million toys.
I think he just took it very literally. And what you've got to remember is he's only just four. And I think meeting Santa as a kid must just be terrifying.
Yeah.
And I think there's more opportunities to see him now. I only like him to see him a couple of times.
Yeah, you can't just make Santa just readily available.
You can't just see him all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But we ended up going and we had a fab time. And he thoroughly enjoyed it.
Dragged him there, kicking and screaming. And he absolutely loved it. It was amazing. This isn't an advert for it or anything, but they've got like fake snow everywhere. You walk through the forest and everything. And it was great.
If I'd have gone there as a kid, I would have lost my shit.
Yeah, so good.
Genuinely.
The elves don't... Right, I just want anyone with kids. I mean, I don't know why I've got kids listening to this, but just anyone listening to the kids, I'm gonna go behind the scenes of Santa and elves. So, if
do you want me to
kids,
put the music just, on again?
No.
Oh.
Why
just
would
if you're talking about elves.
No.
Just
no.
No, it's good production value.
No, it's not.
I used to work in radio, babes.
Yeah, you're fucking putting your laptop on your shoulder like some kind of fucking internet busker. Stop it. Basically, if you've got kids, listen, I've just said fuck, so you're an idiot. The elves never broke character, which I've been going on about all week, and I just found it amazing. I don't think anyone else finds it as amazing as I did.
Right, you keep banging on about this, but you seem to forget that you're sat next to a woman who worked at Pontins for over a year, and I was every character imaginable. Right. And I never broke character.
Right, okay, so you were every character imaginable and you never broke character.
No,
so
of course
you were
I didn't.
Always all of the characters. What are you talking about? the hell's wrong with you?
No, fucking but identity. You're going on like, split. Oh, they never broke character.
James McAvoy.
They were acting. Yeah, of course they didn't break character.
Even when Robin was like looking away and the lasses were like taunting, was the last elves, the lelves, when they were taunting us.
They were just like,
oh yeah, oh well, I've had too much gingerbread and oh, Santa this and Santa that. And I'm like,
yeah, but what do you think they're going to be doing? Do you think they're going to be like, oh, I love John Strictly, Chris?
Do you know what? It would have been nice. Eh? It would have been little did I know I was going to a bloody somewhere where I get no attention whatsoever.
Get over yourself,
I'm joking.
Bloody wanting the elves to recognise you. You're pathetic.
They've got tellies. I saw their tellies. They've got tellies. No. It was amazing.
Anyway, it was very good. Something hilarious happened. I feel like we need to tell the listeners about what Robin said and why he's just turned into this little Mr. Sass.
Yeah.
But you can't help but laugh at him. Is this on the plane?
Yeah, in the queue. So we're standing in the tunnel at Heathrow to go onto the plane, just like that ridiculous air tunnel thing that you stand on. We're standing in there. And he was a bit restless. He was moving around. He sort of sat on the ground. And I didn't actually say anything to him. I didn't chastise him or tell him off. I was just sort of looking at him. Mm-hmm. And he looked up at you. And then he looked at me. And he looked at you again. And he went, Mammy. And he pointed at me. And he went, look at this state of him. And this woman in front just burst out laughing like she was beside herself. Oh. And I was like, you little turd.
As to this day, I do not know where that's come from.
I never say that. I would never say something so negative and horrible in front of him. So I can only imagine I would never go, look at the state of him or look at the state of them.
No.
I imagine it's if he's got like mess all over him, if he's got chocolate or something, I'll go, look at the state of you.
Yeah.
Like, but for him to fucking weaponize it
just out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
It was a really early flight as well. It was about 8 in the morning. We've been up since about 5. I was gutted. He probably cut deep.
Well, no.
Mammy, stay to him.
I was just glad he didn't point at the man behind you. He pointed at you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he kept it in the family. Yeah. Yeah. It's one of them things that you just have to laugh at them. You're like, for fuck's sake. While we're at Lapland, it was pretty cool. Holly Willoughby was there at the same time, wasn't she?
She was. She was there with her kids.
I was on the ice skating thing and you were like, oh, Holly's here. And I sort of she was on the ice skating thing, and I'm like holding Robin up, and it was so weird. I skated past. I went, "Hiya, mate, you alright?" She went, "Oh, hello." And I was like, "This is the worst place to stop and say hello to an acquaintance."
Yeah, it's not good.
But then we went outside to the little bit where there was like a cafe and things, and I trepped myself to a little beer because they did like craft beers.
Because you were a scumbag.
Because I'm a scumbag, and it was midday, and I wanted a beer because I was on my holidays. And Rosie had a coffee, and Robin had a juice or whatever, and I just stood there with a beer. And I didn't realise that the moment I stood there during the day in what's essentially a children's
Lapland.
Children's. Listen, right? Listen.
All to do with
I
kids.
Wrote a letter to Santa, and my letter to Santa said, I want a drink during the day on my holidays, right? And I'm taking it. He seemed like a nice bloke. I'm taking it as a given that he wanted us to do that.
Great.
So I had my beer. Fucking everyone came up to talk to her as soon as I had my beer.
Yeah, it was horrific.
Holly came up. Our kids. The Duchess of Wessex or the Viscountess of Wessex or something. She came up with her kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally royalty. Like, oh my God. It was so, honestly, they were looking at me beer. I don't know if they wanted some.
I had to take it off you.
Yeah.
It was horrific. Stood in Lapland. Chris is the only one with a beer. And we were the only ones with an accent north of bloody Manchester. It was shocking. Dragged her right down, you did. I was ashamed. Ashamed. Poor Robin with no teeth. They just thought it was bloody flipping the crump. What are they called? Clampets? Who let the clampets in the Lapland?
Can we talk about as well for a moment that that the other day you got contacted by a toothpaste company to do an advert with you and Robin. And you contacted them and said, you do know he hasn't got two front teeth, don't
haven't
you?
Heard back from
and you,
them.
And you haven't heard back.
Back from them yet. So...
Amazing. So guys, sorry if I glossed over that. A toothpaste company got in touch and said they wanted to do an advert.
Rosie's... A toothpaste company that we currently use because he has got
he's got a full mouth of teeth apart from two.
Just the front two.
Got in touch and said want Rosie and Robin to do this advert. So Rosie was like inquiring about it, and because Rosie's so thoughtful, she said, can we just remind them that he hasn't got two front teeth, and they've gone radio silent. Dodged a bullet there.
Oh, poor Ben. Modelling career's over before it even began. Do you know what I mean? That might still happen though. We don't know.
Just sums us up. Do you know that? That just sums us up. Even in these situations, we're just absolute scumbags. I know. Even getting off on adverts. Oh no, your teeth, your son's got new front teeth. He looks like a boxer. Get rid of him. In Lapland. Oh, there's some. Oh, you're rubbing shoulders with royalty and Holly Willoughby. Oh, he's drinking during the day. The fucking problem drinker.
Honestly, you are the only one drinking. And I've realised why they sell alcohol. It's because it's open on a night time as well. But this was 1:30 in the afternoon.
Listen, if they're selling it, right? If they're, what do you want to do, Rosie? Put it in a brown paper bag, like it's prohibition, eh? Like it's a criminal offence. They're selling it.
It could have put it in like a mug or something. Or
no, but that's worse. At least I'm standing there with me beer. At least I'm not there with a coffee and someone goes, oh, is that a nice coffee? And I go, well, no, it's beer, but I put it in a coffee cup so no one knows I'm drinking beer. Yeah.
Just while we're on the subject of, we're talking about Lapland a lot, but while we're still at Lapland, do you want to tell them all about the worst pick a mix ever in the history of the world that you picked?
Right, listen, that is a matter of opinion. I can
imagine that everybody is going to have the same opinion as me. Right. Okay, we got Robin a pick a mix and I said, oh, get us a pick a mix too. But it was in the big tub things. You had to buy a tub and fill the tub. It doesn't matter. You didn't get weird. You just had to buy the tub and fill it. And if you didn't fill it, I didn't fill Robin's, obviously, because I don't want him to have that many sweets. I'd rather pay the full amount and fill it just a little bit. Anyway, right. I deliberately got us a separate one because he's a bit of an arsehole and we're at Lapland and we're to have a nice time. If we'd have got one to share, he'd have kicked off and I just couldn't be arsed, right? So I proper mom failed. I just got one each anyway. Yeah. And I said, I'll do Robin's. You do ours. Yeah. Ours, we were sharing it.
Yeah.
There was a selection of at least 14 different types of sweets.
Right, okay.
You managed to fill this tub up with 4 different kinds of sweets.
Yeah.
And that is all. You got about 20 of 4 different sweets.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, it was the worst pick a mix.
Stand by it. Listen.
I've ever seen in my life.
I got the greatest hits, right? I got fizzy cola bottles. Boom. I got rings, jelly rings. Boom. I got gummy bears, boom. And I was only going to get them 3, but then you were like pointed at the midget gems or something. You pointed at, you went, get them as well. So I hide a couple of them and it shut you up. And then I put the lid on.
Right. You missed out bonbons.
Minging.
You missed out the hearts, the jelly hearts.
I did miss out them. That was a failure on my part.
You missed out laces. You missed out loads of stuff.
Yeah.
So now we've just got a pick a mix tub. We've still got it full of just fucking, I'm annoyed about it. I can't even speak about it. It was so upsetting.
Listen, right? If you wanted a full different kind of thing, you should have said, Chris, get some of everything. You didn't just fill out.
Oh, what are you? Like, you're such a stupid moron. Why do you have to be told? Why do I expect too much?
Listen.
I more so take the mic out of people who are just stupid.
Yeah.
Who just people like the woman on the plane, the stupid woman on the plane, we'd been delayed for 40 minutes, right? We stood in a queue for at least 10 minutes to get on the plane. I was sat in my seat with Robin, you got in the toilet. The woman came and she looked at me, she went, I think you sat in my seat. And I went, are you row 26? She went, oh no, I'm 24. Why didn't she look at her ticket before then? Why hadn't she looked at what row she was on before then? You're one of them.
No.
You just said to me, why didn't you tell us to get loads of different sweets? Listen, because they're there! And I thought a pick a mix, you just pick loads of different sweets, not 4 sweets and just get shitloads of them.
I don't pick and mix, right? You gave me the cup, you said fill ours up, right? All I heard in my head was, Chris, get your favourite sweets. So I got my favourite sweets. Guess what? I'm not a fan of the rest of them, so I got just my favourite.
You're a prick.
If you wanted a mixture of all the ones that just you like, then you're just as selfish as me, mate.
I liked all of them. You could have put everything in there. I'd have eaten everything.
Of course,
I liked all of them. Pick a mix. What you do with the pick a mix is you pick about 3 of each thing. That's what you do.
Madness. That's craziness.
You might as well just gone and bought a bag of flipping Haribo.
Well, I wish I had. It would have been cheaper and I wouldn't be having this fucking argument.
Great. As if that woman.
Well, that woman So she highlights every idiot in the world who speaks before the check things. So I was just on Twitter before and I saw James Gunn, who directed the Guardians of the Galaxy films and has directed the new Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So he did My Awesome Mix. The album I love, The Awesome Mix, that Chris Pratt's character has, that Star-Lord has.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he put out a thing today saying, oh, here's my awesome mix 2019, like my favourite songs of 2019. Here's my Spotify link to listen to all them. And someone like replied going, yeah, but when are you going to announce the cast list for Suicide Squad, eh? And he replied, and he was like, it's me pinned tweet in me profile. I announced it in, like, June.
Twats.
And it's just like it's that. It's the, well, I'm going to write this to you, but I'm not looking at your profile.
No,
and I'm not going to Google anything. Because you haven't knocked on my door, James Gunn, and told me the list, I'm going to assume it's not fucking out there.
Just.
It's a say. I had another one earlier on. When you, no Bournemouth dates on your 2RSE. Literally, Bournemouth, first night of the second leg of my tour. Bang. Right there.
I hate them.
They just don't check. They don't check.
I just don't know how people get through life. Like, what? No, but
you hate born idle people, don't
I
you?
I cannot stand born idleness. I just... do you know, I think it's just more of like, I might not be the most switched on person in the world. Do you know what I mean? But I've got common sense. I know I've got common sense.
Yeah.
And I check things. And, oh, God.
Well, your
when people
thing,
drive
there
and
we
the
go.
Door. Oh, you know exactly what I'm going to say. Yeah. You do it. Steph does it. Angela does it. Me flipping mom does it. Everybody does it. Everybody, right? Bar me, clearly,
yeah.
Gets into a car and just starts driving and goes, oh, I'll just guess where I'm going while I'm going. Instead of getting in the car, before you pull out of your driveway or away from your street or whatever, you go, where am I going? Right, I'll go that route. I'll go up there and I'll go there. You just flip and just drive and then go, which way am I going? Oh, honestly,
I'm guilty of it. I will just start the car and I'll just pull out and I'll turn either left or right down the street and I'll just think, so many times I'll go, well, I shouldn't have went that way. I should have gone a
different
way.
I know you do. I know you do.
I'll just find me way as I'm going.
Oh, but yeah, what? Really? All it would take is probably about 3 seconds. 3 seconds
you
just
want
to go.
Out like a sat nav.
Where am I? But it's just common sense.
Yeah. But listen, right? What if one day I go one way and I shouldn't have gotten that way, right? And then I stop and then there's a bag in the road. Oh, I've gone the wrong way, but there's a bag and I figure out. Check the bag. Oh, £1 million in there. What if I hadn't gone that
right,
way?
Right. Well, what if you? Here's another scenario. By the way. That would never happen.
Right, well,
and you'd probably get caught by the police because what's £1 million doing in South Shields on the road?
Right? Well,
drug money.
Okay.
You've got drug money on your hands. Do you really want drug money on your hands?
Yes.
Oh, Chris Ramsey, drug dealer, career's over. What are you going to do about
that's
it
just,
there?
No,
I'm all right.
Money.
I wasn't in the fucking car.
That's just the money. Right. That's just
you're
the money.
You're laundering the money. Take it back to your house. You're guilty. Guilty as sin. Charged. Boom. Boop. Thrown at you, mate. See you later. Enjoy having no money.
At least I get a nice story out of it. I go, I found £1 million.
Oh, great. Enjoy that in prison. I'm sure once you tell them a couple of times, they'll be sick of it.
I go to the police station, right, and I hand the money in. I go, there's £1 million. And they go, all right, okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ramsey. Here's a special little card, like a Costa Coffee or one of them. And every time you get stopped for speeding, we'll give you a little stamp and you get away with it. And then you get a little stamp next time. And then when the card's full, you get done.
It's not a thing that happens. If that was a thing that happened, then the world would be a horrible place.
Did I tell you I got a letter off the police?
Why?
I got a letter off the head, a card off the head of Northumbria Police saying I'd represented the North East really well and strictly.
You didn't tell me this?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was awesome.
For
actually.
Off the police?
Off the
real police?
The head of the police, yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, the
what?
Chief of police for Northumbria, yeah. It was awesome. Really, really cool.
You are genuinely, but why can't I say this? Why, right, you tell me so much shit every day.
Don't bring up the mayonnaise again. Not bring up the free mayonnaise again. Is that what you're going to bring
no,
up?
No, not the free mayonnaise, but you tell me shitty stories about Carl Hutchinson or Jason Cook every day after listening to these stupid stories. You get a letter from the Northumbria Police and you haven't showed us it. Seriously?
Nah. I think I left it at the gym as well, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, for God's sake. Lock him up. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo. Before we continue, Rosie's blooming on here, flogging thongs and blooming dildos and all that stuff that you did earlier on.
Absolutely, they do not sell dildos.
Loads, well.
So don't think they do.
Anything's a dildo if you're brave enough. I just wanted to quickly mention my 2020 tour. So obviously it's selling really well. The first leg's almost completely sold out, but I've added some extra dates. So Manchester, Glasgow, Halifax, Nottingham and Edinburgh. Well, I've added extra shows in those places, in those venues. They're all on my website now, chrisramseycomedy.com. I've also added a new date at Oxford New Theatre, which was announced last week and is already half gone. So please get on board, get involved with that. Now it is Friday when this podcast comes out, so I can officially announce that. Rosie, drumroll, please.
Oh.
on the 10th of December 2020, I am doing my first...
On the 10th of December 2020.
I am doing my
first... He's doing his first.
Oh, God. Ever gig at the Hammersmith Apollo.
The Hammersmith Apollo, baby. Boom. Yes.
London, I will be playing the Hammersmith Eventime Apollo. I am so bloody excited. It is a bucket list moment. It is a dream come true. So that will be hopefully on sale as you are listening to this. But it might not be yet because the people who do me website are, and I hope they're listening, fucking stupid.
Fucking stupid.
Literally, they texted us a day to go. We'll put the Hammersmith date on your website. And it said December 20th. And I thought, I'm sure it's not December 20th. And then I checked, and then they said, we fixed it. And then I checked again, and it was gone. So I can't really.
So what is it, December the 10th?
I'm joking. The website people are great. It's December 10th, Hammersmith Apollo. It is on sale now, hopefully.
Buy tickets, please.
I thought that was implied.
Oh, right.
You know, I don't want them to just come and stand outside and go, oh, he's in there, to an empty gig.
Well.
I want them to come to the gig.
Hard times.
ChrisHamptonComedy.com/gigs or just on the website, then just click on gigs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Merry fucking Christmas, Chris.
Hello, Barry.
All right,
mate.
Hate this time of year, me, like.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Hate it.
Why?
Because it's just full of people enjoying themselves, having a good time. Disgusting.
So you don't like it, Barry? Do you
not like... I don't like Christmas.
There's loads of people in your local pub and you're angry.
It's busy. It's busy as fuck. Can I get the bar for me pint of drip?
Oh.
I've got to go. See you. Oh, I might not see you later. I don't want to see you later. I can't fucking stand your face.
I can see an X-rated... not like X-rated just for the language, not a sexy one. I can see an After Hours remake of A Christmas Carol starring Barry Beef. How good would that be?
That would be. I would go and see that.
Yeah, I would definitely go and see that. Well, you can't go and see it because you'll be in it. It'll be a one-man/one-woman play. It'll just be you doing it.
Okay. I'm up for that. Let's do it.
Okay. What's your beef?
I'm going to leave it because the pick a mix, I think, might be in me beef. I just want to quickly add, though, it's not really a beef, but do you remember yesterday you asked me to scratch your back with a fork?
That was today.
Was that? No, it was yesterday.
It was in the restaurant today.
Was that today?
Yeah, it was in the fish restaurant today.
Why? It was in the restaurant?
It was.
What's the matter with you?
It was in the fish restaurant today, and I said to you, I said, Rosie, would you mind if I scratch me back with this fork? And you were... furious.
You're horrible.
It's a very posh fish restaurant downstairs in Fenwick's Food Hall in Newcastle.
Saltwater Fish Company.
And she wouldn't let us. You're just holding that wine glass there up at us because you want
to. Just like a top up, please.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'll tell you why, right? It's because I fell over yesterday. I had a fall, didn't I? I had a little fall. I did have a fall. I've joined the Hall of Fame of people who have fallen over. On our driveway. Sadly, there was no footage. I was in the blind spot of the camera. Well, there is footage, but you can't really see it.
You can see it, but it's not as visible as the others, and I don't feel like it would do.
Do you know what it is?
If that makes sense.
That's my beef with you, actually, this
what
week.
What is my... What?
I've just decided that's my beef with you.
Okay.
My beef with you this week is, yesterday, when I had a fall outside on our rock-solid gravel resin driveway that was frosted because I was running to the post box that you told me to check, right?
Asked.
I fell.
But that's fine.
Hurt myself. I came back in. My arm was bleeding. My back was bleeding. I'd had a right tumble.
Yeah.
Right? I came in and said, Rosie, I've just fallen down outside. You stood up and shouted, is it on the camera? And ran past us to check the security cameras.
Yeah.
No sympathy whatsoever.
I mean, I don't want to bring this up every week, but every month, I, for about 4 or 5 days, bleed excessively from my vagina.
Have you? Really?
So
does that happen?
I just don't understand how
that just gets bypassed.
You fall over, have a little skid in the front garden, and I have to what?
Because that's been happening to you once a month since you were 16 or whatever.
Doesn't make it any better.
Well, you should be fucking used to it by now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's my beef with you. You literally just started laughing and cheering and ran straight past us. And I was winded and I was upset.
If they ever get near us, don't near us, just cheer us.
Is that Men in Black?
Yes.
Great. I really hurt myself.
I'm sorry. I hope you're okay.
Yeah, I am okay.
I put Savlon on it.
You did put Savlon on it. On my back and my arm.
And I did scratch your back in the restaurant today. Not with the fork, but just with my hand.
I feel the fork would have been better. I feel the fork would have been better.
Can you imagine?
It's a really posh restaurant.
What
as well,
people would have said.
Yeah. He scratches his back with a fork.
Uh-huh. Chris Ramsey's wife scratches his back with a fork in a public restaurant. Honestly.
Yeah, we're just real, man. We're real.
Prince Eric has his back scratched.
What? What's that?
Do you not get it?
No, what's that?
It's not good. I've got to explain
it. What's Prince Eric?
Like, on The Little Mermaid, she brushes her hair with a fork.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, that was tenuous.
Have you seen The Little Mermaid?
Oh, let's not get into this.
Shut
off
the front door. Have you seen The Little Mermaid?
No, I haven't seen The Little Mermaid.
Just when you think that you might be settling into your marriage, something like this comes along, hits you in the face.
Settling into your marriage. Fuck you. That's so upsetting. Oh, God.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. 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 And this time, it's Christmas related.
Fuck me.
Christmas questions from the public. 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 Just hear those sleigh bells ringing and ting ting tingling to ting-a-ling-a-ling-a ding dong ding.
Just hear those emails coming in, send send tingling poo.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got to let's talk about Shitsmas.
Oh, they're in a bit, not
okay.
Just yet.
Okay. Did you like how I just called it Shitsmas?
Shitsmas. I like that. Well done. What I was going to say is some of these are Christmas related. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, some of them aren't, just because I went on the search engine on the emails and to make it better, I just typed in Christmas.
Yeah.
But a lot of them just said Merry Christmas at the end. So they came up. But I just couldn't ignore them.
Really?
And
I know it's okay
saying save them for another day, but it's like when you've read them, they're just hilarious right there and then. I want to just tell you straight away.
That's absolutely
because I'd
fine.
End up telling you not on the podcast.
Yeah.
And it would be like, well, we've just wasted a question.
That's absolutely fine. So anyway. Fine. I understand.
So we've got some good ones, yeah. Okay.
Let's dive right in.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I have wanted to send this email in for a while now, and after hearing you were doing Christmas questions from the public, I thought it was the right time to send this in. Please keep me anonymous, though. Suspicious. I've been with my partner for almost 9 years now, but 3 years into our relationship, I was invited to the in-laws for a Sunday roast. Let's say they are a bit grim. Anyway.
What?
They are a bit grim, apparently.
Oh, man.
But I went with it to be polite. Whilst I was there, my father-in-law was preparing the veg. Whilst doing so, I was watching the sweat dripping down his forehead and into the water where the vegetables were.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
This already made me feel sick. Then to add to that, he then started to wipe his brow with a tea towel that was then used again to dry the mugs my mother-in-law had just washed.
Motherfucker. The twits. Disgusting. Who is this pig of a man? Jesus. Oh, yeah, is that the... Jeff, you got the tea towel? The tea towel? That's me bollock rag. Fucking filth bag. I'm not even that arsed about the sweat dropping in the water because then veg, it's gonna if they're going to get boiled, it'll kill the
boil
germs.
Boil it off, yeah.
It'll be a bit more salty, but that'll be fine. But they're drying their mugs. Oh, with
these,
God.
So he wiped his sweat off and then they dried the mugs. So, how the mugs dried, they must have been saturated.
What the hell's the matter with this man? Why is he sweating so much? What's he cutting them with a fucking saw?
I'm guessing he's probably not the fittest person.
Right. Sorry, if you sweat while cutting veg, if you are out of breath and sweat, I'm not the fittest guy in the world, but if you're out of breath and sweating while cutting veg, something needs
but
to be done.
But maybe it's the room's hot. Maybe it's like, you know, the kitchen gets hot.
Open a window, change your T-shirt. Do not pick up the communal kitchen fucking tea towel and give yourself a once-over with it. Hack!
You ready, though?
Yes.
My problem doesn't end there, though. This year, for the first time since we've been together, I have been invited there for our Christmas dinner.
Good God.
Our children obviously want to go as they adore their grandparents, but I have no idea what I'm going to do with myself. Firstly, I don't want my children eating sweaty mash or carrots, and to be honest, neither do I. How the hell do I get out of this? She's really wanting to get out of this.
Right.
I suggested going out for dinner, but everywhere around us is now booked up. Help. She really doesn't want to go for that sweaty Christmas
again,
dinner.
Again, some people who email in are so lovely and kind and considerate.
I know.
She's obviously not wanting to upset her husband there. If that was us, Rosie, you would have literally walked back in the room and went, seen your dad, monkey bastard, wiping his blue. We're never going there again.
Oh,
dirty
yeah.
Sods.
You'd be like, your mum and dad have invited for a dinner. I'd say, well, I'm not flipping gone.
Yeah, 100%.
To
yeah.
Sweaterama, yeah. Christmas sweat
yeah,
dinner.
I wouldn't be going
no,
there
thank
either.
You.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely vile. Oh, my God. Oh. What should you do?
Well, this is hard, right? Because part of us is like, oh, that's horrible. And I think it's worse because it's not her dad.
Yeah.
But I grew up in a house with a lovely house, so loving, so lush.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I remember, maybe it's not the tea towel, but I think I remember seeing my dad dab his pits with like a kitchen roll or something. And I think I'm just like, maybe I'm a bit numb to it. Because to me, yes, it's bad. It's not that bad.
What did he do with the kitchen roll after he dabbed
his pits? Like, you put it in the bin.
Right. Then did he wash his hands? Fucking hell. What's going
me
on?
Me dad, here? Like...
Men, aren't
does
men
me dad listen to this podcast?
Minging. Probably not.
Bless me dad. I love my dad a bit, by the way. But my dad was one of them dads where he never had... He's not, like, got a great physique.
Right.
He didn't have the best physique growing up. Like, not horrific, but, you know, like, yeah. not... He had wasn't a good six-pack dad. Right. Like, lush dad, right?
Like me, you mean?
Yeah, well, got yeah. You. He just would constantly not have a top on to the point where when my mates were coming around, I'd be like, Dad, put a top on! And then he'd be like, oh, for God's sake, my mum would be like, Derek, put a top on. Our friends are coming around.
The best part for me there is his reaction. Is his reaction, Dad, the simplest of requests, Dad, put a top on. Oh, for God's sake. Hey, the bloody trauma. I am chastised in this house, for God's sake.
I've been at work all day. I just want to sit on the sofa with my top off.
Can I not sit of an evening with me top off with a bit of kitchen roll in each pit and enjoy myself? Enjoy the house I'm mortgaged up the eyeballs for God's sake. What do you want to leave his top off for? Were young girls coming round?
He just hated having a top on. But honestly, it wasn't just when people come round, just every night.
Like a toddler.
Every night,
like
sat
a toddler.
With top off.
Like a toddler, not wanting clothes on. No, they're too tight, I don't like them.
I've seen my dad's nipples more than I've seen my own. Honestly, I must ask him why he just used to sit with his top off all the time.
Oh, make sure I'm not there when you do.
He must have just been hot all the time.
Fuck me.
So yeah, anyway, I don't know. I'm not that bothered by that. But...
Can you take your packed lunch to a Christmas dinner? Can you take packed lunch for
Why
the
kids? Why, I mean, it's having a cup of tea, I'd worry about. Or something.
It's the things you don't know, though. If you've seen him wipe a kitchen towel on his armpits or his sweaty head, and then you've seen
yeah,
the...
Yeah, that's pretty bad, isn't
and
it?
And then you've seen the a cup, like... The stuff you haven't seen is worse.
Yeah.
Like, he probably walks into the utility room and, like, rearranges his bollocks and scratches his arse ring and then comes in and fucking...
Oh, see.
You know, comes in and bloody, I don't know, squeezes a lemon over your food. I don't know,
oh,
something
that involves
fingers.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
Oh.
That's not good, is it?
Why don't you, lady who sent this in, why don't you offer to make it? Why don't you say, yeah, we'll have it at yours, but I'm going to make it and you can make it. That's the only way I can see to get out of it.
Yeah,
That's not me going, fucking make it yourself then, you ungrateful cow. I wasn't saying that. I'm saying that might be your only way out of it here. Or buy him like it for Christmas, get him like a Roger Federer head sweatband.
That's a good idea.
Just get him like a Rafa Nadal tennis fucking white big sweatband.
Thought you'd suit this.
And the ones for the wrists as well.
Stop it from all our orifices. Why doesn't you just buy them some tea towels?
Because he'll just wipe his balls on them all. Like, he's what's been.
I realize
every
yet.
Time I've said this, it's got worse.
Like, literally, he's going for a shit, wiping his arse, then coming back.
I heard he's shitting onto the floor and then collecting it up in a tea towel and then just putting it outside.
Stop. Listen, suck it up, literally.
Yeah.
Go for dinner. Look,
have a salty cup of coffee and get on with it.
Babadoo, 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 bab. Hi, Rosie and Chris. A few years back, a friend of mine, let's call him George.
Great.
Right? Was getting the table set for Christmas dinner when he got the Christmas horn and felt the urge to sort himself out.
Sorry,
in the bathroom.
Stop right there. The Christmas horn.
The Christmas horn, apparently.
What's this?
Something. I don't know.
What's
something
the Christmas
that someone
horn?
Has made up.
You can't just put Christmas before something and make it festive, especially not horn. You can't just, I've got the Christmas horn. What is that? Jingle bell end. You can't do that.
Can you imagine that? Like, just any time you felt horny, like, oh, just had a baby horn.
Oh God, yeah. Oh, I've got the pancake day horn. Fucking Christmas horn. Anyway, what did this animal do?
He's got the Christmas
on
horn.
On Christmas Day. No. Can I just say,
mate,
baby Jesus' birthday. He's just going up to pleasure himself.
Horrible.
Locked up.
Some of them are horrible. I'm honestly
locked up.
I'm distraught by these. He got the Christmas horn and felt the urge to sort himself out in the bathroom. His wife got suspicious and went to see what he was up to. So he stopped laying the dinner table, Jesus. Got the Christmas horn and went upstairs to the bathroom
for
a wank on Christmas Day. Left the Christmas table and went for a wank.
What?
He's a fucking animal.
This man is a pervert.
He's disgusting.
What are you fucking turned on by? What you turned on by? Yule logs, yeah. Holly wreaths, put the crackers out and think, oh, I'm going to pull my own cracker in the toilet.
Oh,
yeah.
I think I will.
Yeah. Chestnuts roast on an open fire.
Don't say my chestnuts.
Baby, it's cold outside. It's warm in here. Yeah, honestly, God alive. What's he doing?
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells. Oh, I'll jingle me. Gone to the bathroom. Jingle me bells. Gone to,
What? Are you pissed? I'm pissed.
I'm a little bit pissed. Yeah.
Right. Merry Christmas. So she waited for him to finish and she says to him, oh, that's lovely, that, isn't it? George says, what are you on about? She says, that's a lovely present you've given the toilet on Christmas morning, isn't it?
The toilet.
And apparently he was mortified. So, and that's the end of the story. Love the show.
we need to change it from questions for the public because I don't think we've been asked a question for.
No, oh, it's just lovely. It's just stories.
Now. It's just
amazing
stories. Input.
I just love
that's
it.
That's incredible. The Christmas horn. Have you had the Christmas horn? Email shagmarinoid@gmail.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Would you like another wank one?
Story or...
Story? Just a dead quick story?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Go on, then.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I used to work with a guy who was a bit of a player. One day he shared this story that I have never forgotten.
God, sorry, just the way you're thinking that up, it's like a player is just someone who wanks loads.
No.
Got loads of action, me. I'm on four a day.
No, I mean,
he's
like,
a player. He wanks loads. Plays with himself.
But basically. Okay. This guy, he'd gone to his folks' house for the weekend. Mm-hmm. On the Saturday night, he went out with his mate and came home late to a dark house. It was back in the day when Channel 4 used to have porn movies on late on a Saturday night.
Brilliant.
I actually think it was Channel 5, wasn't it?
I think it was Channel 5, yeah, but fair enough.
Channel, anyway.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, I stopped taking any of this seriously when the word folks was used for parents.
Fair enough.
I'm taking the whole thing with a pinch of salt now.
But, well, don't ruin the story
don't
before it's even been said.
Don't say folks.
All right,
but
folks. That's all, folks.
No, that's fine. But go to your folks' house, as in parents.
You don't know where they're from.
Are they from
regional arsehole. God. Get yourself out of the northeast for
sorry,
a minute. We've got listeners all over the globe.
Right, okay, then.
Do you know what I mean?
If you're in America, that's fair enough.
They may well be. They've said player. And folks.
Okay.
So they probably are.
Fair enough.
Apologies to all our American listeners for my stupid husband.
Brilliant.
Couldn't think of it. Good.
Okay,
you ready?
Quite likely there, to be fair.
The British, because it's Channel 4.
So they're wanking.
Anyway, just to have to say folks. So he settled down in the darkness in the sitting room to watch that night's offering. Needless to say, he really enjoyed himself. At the end of the film, he was just reaching for the tissues when he saw movement in the corner of his eye. It was his mother.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
No.
She sat up, had a stretch and said, "Oh, well, it's time for bed."
No fucking way.
To this day, he doesn't know if she was awake for the whole thing and is too embarrassed to ask.
I apologise for the whole folks thing. That is absolutely sterling work. Oh, my God.
I think she's heard him have a wank.
Oh, my
and
God.
And just thought, oh, I'm going to have to pretend to be asleep.
Yeah.
Because how would you interrupt halfway through?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you would do that.
You couldn't turn
that down. I'm trying to get a kip.
You could, because oh, what if God. He came? What if she was a bit asleep, right? And he's come in, and it started, and then she's woke up while he's and you just go, oh shit.
That poor woman. Imagine she woke up. Imagine you woke up in a dark room to your son pissed watching a porn film,
masturbating,
cracking himself off.
Oh my God.
Just having to lie there with your eyes closed. Just
oh no.
Oh my God. But you can't put your hands over your ears or anything, so you can't hear it because you just can't move.
No.
Oh,
so
God.
So he literally just finished, ready
like
to get the
paralysis.
Tissues, and she's like, oh, well, Jesus. Time for bed.
Time to be in the old dusty trail. Oh, God. That's fucking brilliant.
Listen.
Beautiful. Hey.
She needs an Oscar.
That's up there with some of the greatest ones we've ever been sent. That has blown my little mind.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. Oh, God. That takes danger wanking to another level,
Oh, I have your ma's in the corner of the room.
Wank in a room while your mom's asleep.
Beautiful.
Danger wank, level 20.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, so we're coming up with a new Christmas version of the Let's Talk About Shit jingle. Here we go.
Let's talk about
Christmas,
shit, baby. Let's talk about
Christmas.
Let's talk about all the good
Christmas.
Shit, all the bad
Christmas.
Shit that have been. Let's talk about
Christmas.
Shit. Let's talk about
Christmas.
Shit with a little bit of
Christmas.
Shit. Let's talk about
Christmas.
Shit. Have a Christmas shit.
I think that went really well.
Why do people listen to this?
I don't know.
It's horrific. Right. I've had some wonderful poo stories.
Really?
But like I said, I'm only doing one a week because it's just...
Okay.
I mean, to be fair, the people seem to love them. I get messages all the time. And I get Twitters and what they call tweets. I get tweets of people saying...
Twitters. Hello, 85-year-old woman who I do a podcast with. Twitters.
I get Twitters. I get tweets.
I get Twitters off all of the little birdies out there. Spoke to one man. He was just an egg. His photo, he was an egg.
God,
Jesus.
No, I get tweets of people saying, can you just do an episode of all the poo stories. And we could.
Yeah. Let's release a book. A Shag Married and Shit book. And it's just all of the poo stories collated.
Let's do it. You're going to love this one.
Okay.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Every week after listening to the Talk About Shit segment on your podcast, I have intended to email. Please keep this story anonymous as it is work related.
Amazing.
This happened to me about a decade ago. I'm laughing because I only read this about 20 minutes ago and it's still really fresh and it's beautiful. This happened to me about a decade ago now. So I doubt the patient in question remembers me or this consultation.
Wow.
So this is a doctor.
Holy fuck.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. This is a doctor. Good. This is already okay. Good.
But I still tell this story as it ranks as one of the best patient experiences I've ever had.
Wow.
One day, I had a fella come to see me about a problem he was having with his legs. I asked all the questions I needed to, and then we got down to the actual task of looking at his legs.
Just sorry, the way that's been said. It's like, just like deliberately avoided not even looking anywhere. So it's like, can you stand behind this bench, please, so I can't see your legs and answer all these questions. Right, come out and show me your legs.
Show me your legs now. I asked, as I always did, if he had underwear on beneath his trousers. You'd be surprised how many don't.
God.
Mm. And he confidently said yes and just dropped his trousers where he stood before I could ask him to move to the examining couch. As he dropped them, a massive shit fell out of the trousers landed with an actual thud on the thankfully tiled floor between us.
Oh my God.
It was huge and rock solid. We silently both looked between each other and the shit for what felt like ages. Before he said, I wondered where that had went. Oh, there it is.
Oh, I wondered. Like, he just gave up looking after 2 seconds.
Chris, it gets better. He then proceeded to talk on about the rash on his legs and ignoring the massive poo sat on the floor between us. I very quickly told him he needed to get his shit off my floor. He was surprisingly horrified that I was asking him to move it and said I was his doctor and I should be clearing it up. I obviously told him no chance. I pointed to the rubber gloves and the hand towels beside the sink and told him to get on with it.
Wonder where that went. I love the fact that just clunk, shit hits the floor. Oh, wonder where that went. So me leg, what it is it's like a burning, like, you know, I've been putting cream on it. Sorry, can you pick your massive fucking turd up off me for you, animal?
He was gagging as he lifted the shit he had created and forgotten about and was being very critical of me not helping and the state of the NHS and my lack of help somehow reflected.
The state of the NHS! I don't bloody pay taxes. For you to watch me pick this shit up.
Unsurprisingly, I didn't feel bad about this. He then walked over to the waste paper bin beneath my desk and tried to throw it in there.
At this Sorry.
He tried to put it in our bin.
Don't put your doing, trying to put it in the bin. You fucking dirty bastard.
At this point, I started to lose my cool a little bit and told him there was no way he was leaving his shit in there for me to have to look at it and smell it all day. And
that... So it didn't even have a lid. The bin didn't even have a lid.
It was an open bin. It was an open bin that he wanted to put his rock hard lump of shit in that he'd forgotten was in his pants. And I told him that the right place to put it was the toilet. He moaned at how the toilet was all the way through the waiting room and he didn't want anyone to see him bringing it there.
Put it back in your pants, then, you dirty fucker.
I told him as politely as I could that this wasn't my problem. So he put an extra bit of paper around it and put it in his pocket to do it later.
Fuck off, man. I swear. Put it in his pocket to do it later.
To get rid of it later.
Oh, my God.
To this day, I have no idea if he ever went and put it straight in the loo and he never came to see me again. I would not be surprised if he forgot about it again and some poor unsuspecting cashier got handed a poo instead of a fiver in a shop somewhere. Oh, God.
I think we found the most gross man in Britain. I think we found the most disgusting individual.
No, do you know I watched Embarrassing Bodies once, right? And there was a man that went on Embarrassing Bodies, yeah. And he was like, I just constantly have skid marks in my pants and I've just always got poo on the inside of my underwear. I don't know what's going on. The man was like, all right, let's have a look. They had a look. He was like, there's nothing wrong with you. You just need to wipe your ass properly.
Fucking hell.
And there's just people out there
I have got so many questions. How did it end up in his pants? So he had underpants on. But then trousers.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And then the shit just ended up, and just in a nonchalant fashion of, oh, I wonder where that went. So somehow he had a shit, and it ended up in between
gone.
His underpants and his pants.
Yeah.
To the point of where he pulled his pants. Didn't know where it would go. Like, how much of a filthy, dirty, horrible sod do you have to be to misplace a turd in your own pants? How busy are you? How busy are you?
I don't think he's busy. Honestly, don't think he's busy at all. I think he's just disgusting.
God. Do you know what he said, though?
What?
I heard that he actually left his trousers. He left his trousers at the doctor's and he said, keep them, actually, because it gets boiling in the kitchen. I've got to go and back and make Christmas dinner for the in-laws.
It's the same man. Poor family.
That poor doctor. Oh my God, just the fact that he was kicking off about the state of the NHS.
I know, yeah. Won't pick up me shit.
But he broke in Britain, this. Picking up my own shite. So, honestly, bring bloody Labour back in.
Call yourself a doctor.
Bloody Corbyn had come in and picked this shite up for us personally. I know he would. For the many, not the few.
Breck shit.
Oh, God.
Lovely. Well done. Thank you so much. Christmas shits. Had nothing to do with Christmas, actually. All that happened there was she had wrote Merry Christmas on the end of that story.
I'm glad she did.
So.
I'm glad she did.
Buzzing.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
And this week it is from the very funny and very lovely Jenny Eclair. Jenny is a stand-up comedian and writer, and Jenny's fifth novel, Inheritance, is available now to buy, and you can also catch her podcast, Older and Wider. It's a great name, that, isn't it?
Oh, get in. That's an amazing name.
I supported Jenny years ago, because she's on our management, and I picked her up. I was when I lived in Manchester at the time, and I picked her up from the hotel to take her to Oldham Coliseum to do the gig. And the first words Jenny Eclair ever said, it was when I had me long hair, me little emo stage when I first started stand-up. The first word she ever said was, she got in me car, she looked at her, she went, oh, you look just like my daughter. That was the first thing.
Nice.
She ever said.
Nice.
It was.
Love her even more.
Here's a question.
Hello, this is Jenny Eclair. Hello, Chris and Rosie. I've got a question for you. Do you think it's really demanding to expect your partner to do something really extravagant for your upcoming big birthday? Say, like, take you to Japan for your 60th birthday in March. Do you think that's really demanding? Could you answer that question, please? I'd really like to know.
I think less of a question. I think that was more of asking for something.
Well, can I say that almost sounded like she was recording that into her phone while he was in the room.
Didn't it?
It's like he
very
was
passive aggressive.
Yeah, she's absolutely raging.
think she wants to go to Japan.
You might listen. I think that is so. It's a very weighted question, Jenny. Thank you very much. I think 100%. I think big things now and then. I mean, she doesn't want it as a surprise. I think for 60th, I think go for it.
Oh yeah, I think you've got to celebrate your big milestones in life. What would you say are the big milestones? Which birthdays? Because some people get a bit ridiculous with them, don't they?
Okay, which birthdays are the big milestones? What from one?
So you've got 18.
I'd say 18 was the first one. Yeah.
18, 20, 21 is that?
16 in America, and they do Sweet 16.
Oh yeah, they do.
21 isn't one in my opinion. I don't even think 20 is one.
30. 18, yeah. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70.
Dead.
I wouldn't even bother. 70, 60th, and then that's
10. Isn't 10 a big one when you're a band? Double figures.
13.
13 is that one? Teenager?
Probably. It was more 12 for me because I was like, I can go see 12 films now.
Yeah. Oh, you're buzzing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know 16, I was like, oh, I can have a shag now.
Bloody cue of boys waiting. Cue of boys waiting outside. Your dad's standing there like a doorman with his top off. I hope for his sake he takes her because I think
we're gonna have a very upset Jenny Clare if she doesn't get to go to Japan. I would love to go to Japan.
Would you like to go to Japan? Mm-hmm. Would you?
Not right now because we've got Robin. But okay. when he's older,
yeah.
And not with him. But let's just when he's older, we'll leave him at home.
Good. Right. Okay. Babadoo 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 ba.
Merry Christmas, everyone. From myself, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, thank you for listening. We hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Try not to get sweat in the veg. Just enjoy yourselves.
Wise words. Wise words to live by. I'm assuming we can get them on Christmas cards as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to every single smart out there. Thank you so much for listening this year. What a wonderful year we've had. We hope you have too. We've absolutely loved talking to you and entertaining you, and we've loved getting messages off you in emails, shagmarriedinorder@gmail.com if you want to get in touch, and we look forward to doing it all again for another year and years to come. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
See you next year, bitches.
Don't forget me, 2022, I've added new dates. Bye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.